As the housing crunch in the Boston area puts pressure on low-income renters, some institutions are looking for ways to help. That includes hospitals, with Boston Medical Center leading the way. It's investing $6.5 million in quality affordable housing, which hospital officials say is a key determiner of overall health. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
Chuck Guy Carey is a Navy veteran who spent a year in a homeless shelter back in 2009 and has been living in subsidized apartments ever since. Now, supported by disability and Section 8 vouchers, he lives in a small street-level apartment on the back corner of a handsome brownstone in Dorchester.
I know I got someplace stable now because I don't have to worry about being homeless again and stuff like that. And it makes me feel comfortable about myself, you know, that I'm able to come in and out of my own home, you know, and I'm getting my health issues fixed and stuff like that.
Guy Carey's apartment in the Waldeck development is in one of four brownstones on Waldeck Street near Fields Corner. The complex was recently taken over from an owner who declared bankruptcy by the Codman Square Neighborhood Development Corporation. Conditions were so bad under the previous owner, Codman officials say the tenants had north of $3 million in court claims against them relating to negligence of the building. Waldeck and a second development in Mattapan under the same owner went to bankruptcy, and it was uncertain whether they would even remain standing after all was said and done. The low-income apartment complexes were saved, but they still need serious repairs. Codman NDC says a third of the units in Waldeck are uninhabitable. Resident Chuck Guy Carey says the state of the Waldeck development is evident in his apartment.
It's a little roach-infested right now. I've been trying to handle that, but
I noticed you got the fly tape hanging over there.
Yeah, fly tape. Yeah, the way it is, something died. Might have been a mouse or something like that. And you just smell the sweetness in there. That something passed away.
Now Codman Square NDC has begun making repairs at Waldeck, thanks to $800,000 from Boston Medical Center. It's using that money to kickstart a campaign to raise all the money needed to transform Waldeck from a downtrodden complex into a healthy living space.
My name is Dr. Megan Sandel. I'm the Associate GROW Clinic Director at Boston Medical Center, and I help run our housing initiative.
Under that initiative, Boston Medical Center is spending $6.5 million on housing improvements in some of Boston's poorest neighborhoods.
When you look at what actually determines health, healthcare plays a relatively small role. Much more is the social determinants of health, where you live, what your environment is like.
BMC's housing investment is tied to a renovation on its campus in the South End. State law requires that 5% of the cost of a hospital expansion be reinvested in community health. BMC chose to spend the money on housing, and Sandel hopes the hospital will spend more in the years to come.
I think where people need to be convinced is in the business model. Can we actually show that this is something that's going to reduce costs and improve health outcomes?
BMC isn't the only Massachusetts hospital looking to improve health by improving housing. Boston Children's Hospital recently set aside $5 million, while Bay State in Springfield is also dedicating funds to housing. Partners Health and Mass General are also considering ways to invest in underserved communities. John Irwin heads the Conference of Boston Teaching Hospitals, which is heading up a community needs assessment of Boston's healthcare institutions. Irwin says housing could be identified as a major social determinant that requires collective action. And he says it's not just about housing for the poor.
We're seeing it from the patient perspective, but also as large employers in the city. It's increasingly difficult for our own employees to find affordable housing in the city. And when you're trying to attract workers from other parts of the country, housing becomes a factor.
In the long term, housing advocates say getting healthcare leaders onto the bandwagon could make a big difference politically. In the short term, residents at the Waldeck development in Dorchester say that change can't come fast enough. They're waiting for an end to the pest infestation and drug use that goes on at Waldeck.
It's kind of hard to come out in the morning time and there's someone in your hallway.
Derek Farley has lived at Waldeck since the beginning of the year, and he says sometimes it falls to him to kick drug users out of the building.
Sometimes I don't feel safe.
Do you want to continue living here with the way it is now?
No. The way it is right now, but what they're giving me a picture of the future, it looks like it can be better.
Beyond just the finances, it's still unclear what kind of role hospitals will have in housing. Here at Waldeck, advocates are still working out the important questions. Will there be a clinician on site? Will certain patients be able to get to the front of the housing wait list? And what kind of assistance will be available to the residents, many of whom struggle with substances and mental health issues? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios in Dorchester.